bruise him. He hath put him to grief. Oh my God. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for my sin. This is the glory of the story. And he shall see his seed. I am his seed. You are his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide with him a portion of the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors, a sinner. This man was a prophet. He wouldn't let that woman in here. And he bare the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. So when you talk about the cross, then you give him glory. And when you talk about your cross, you give you glory. You give you glory. The cross and the thorn. Paul gave us his resume, and I want to read to you Paul's resume. You got a minute? He said, "Are they ministers of Christ? Question mark. I speak as a fool." I speak, he said, as a fool. I am more. In labors, more abundant. In stripes, above measure. In prisons, more frequent. In death, often. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once was I stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck, night and day in the deep. In journeys often, perils in water, and perils of robbers, perils of my own countrymen, perils of heathen, perils in the city, perils of wilderness, perils in the sea, perils of my own false brethren. In weariness and in painful and in watching often, in hunger and in thirst and fasting often, and cold and in nakedness. Beside all those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the cares of the churches. Who is weak? I'm not weak. Who's weak? I'm me. I speak as a fool. Who is offended? I burn not. It's interesting that when you look at the magnitude of what Paul has done, he says, I speak this as a fool. And so when you look at Paul's prayer to God, he did not say, Lord, take away the rods. Take away the suffering. One place they said they beat him and thought he was dead, and those that was gathered around him saw that he got up. And the next day got on a ship and preached in another city. But he didn't say, God, take away the shipwrecks. Lord, I'm tired of being beaten. What he prayed for God to take away was a thorn. I could put a dozen in my hand. You couldn't see them from where you're at. Little bitty. How many ever got a thorn and you... in your foot? What's the old story with the mouse and the lion? Didn't the mouse become the lion's friend because he pulled out a little bitty thorn? So Paul, in all of his great magnitude of things on his resume, it boiled down, brother, to a thorn. A thorn. Because he said, this I speak as a fool. You learning something tonight? Watch. Every once in a while, when you read the scriptures, Paul would lift himself up. He said, if any can boast, I can. But I boast not, he said, except in the Lord, you know. And if you want to talk about education, I got education. I was at the feet of Gamaliel. But a thorn kept him from getting. Every time he'd want to lift himself up. Oh! You want to talk about, if you think I, and every time he'd want to lift himself up. Because you see, when you talk about what you suffered and been through, guess who you lift up? You see? And that's why that the suffering of Christ is the glory of the story. Because when you can look at what Christ went through for me, that becomes the glory. That through his weaknesses, I am made strong. Because as a man, he was as weak as we are. Tempted in all ways, the Bible says. And yet sinned not. And every once in a while, you'll kind of get a flavor. Paul said, and I knew a man above 14 years ago that was caught up to the third heaven. A man, and it was him. Nothing wrong. I mean, John said, and the one that Jesus loved, it was him. And they tried to skirt around lifting themselves up. And so if we're not careful, even us, when we read Paul's story, we go, wow, Paul was a tough dude. No, God was a tough dude. It was God that raised him up so he could get back on that ship and go. And the glory of the story don't go to Paul. It goes to the cross. And so this thorn kept Paul from being the martyr on the cross. And it kept him from lifting himself up to a state where others would glory about what he had been through. Let's read it so I can cement this in your mind. Of such an one, he said, will I glory. Yet of myself I will not glory. See, he's not talking like a fool now, but in my infirmities. One place he said, when I'm weak, then am I made strong. And through my weaknesses is his strength made perfect. For though I would desire to glory, see, though it's still in me, I'd like to tell y'all about the time that, for though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool this time. I like people that admit their faults. I love people that admit their faults. And God loves people that admits their shortcomings and faults. I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be. Or that which he heareth of me. Boy, what a different resume this is. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. The messenger. Oh, I got the message. The thorn in the flesh. A messenger of Satan to buffet me, to counteract me, lest I should be exalted above my should be, lest I take his place on the cross. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice that he might depart from me. I never asked him to take away the shipwrecks or all the bruises and the stonings, but the thorn three times. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I rather glory in my weaknesses, my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Lord, I'd clap my hands. This is good stuff here. Hallelujah. I'd rather talk about what I can't do than what I can do. Hallelujah. Because I am nothing and you are nothing without Christ. And as they come this evening, I leave you with this thought. The cross belongs to Christ. Yes, it belongs to Christ. And the thorn belongs to you. Now, I know that Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. I'm not crucified on his cross. I'm crucified on my cross. You can't take his cross. You can't take his place. You can't elevate yourself. He said, he that thinks he stands, take heed lest he fall. Any man thinketh himself to be something, let him think again. Anytime he said the way up is actually down, pride cometh before a Pride, you know what pride is? Lifting yourself up. And anytime you lift yourself up and you leave God out and you don't say, I'm nothing but a sinner saved by grace. And everything that I am is only because of Him. And I would never be anything if He hadn't died for my sins. I'd be a sinner out in a world wandering around just like that beggar under that street if I hadn't recognized the glory of God that He took was upon the cross. The glory was the beating He took my place. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord. It's easy to glorify somebody when they take your place, not on the stage, but in the prison, in the beating. You go, oh, thank you. I don't know how I can ever repay you for this. You know, I really don't deserve you to take my place. And you were sitting on Skid Row and He said, get up, let me take your place. Let me take your place. And tonight, I bring to the forefront of your mind the glory of the bloodshed. Gory, but glory. That He took your place, that you might look up and believe on Him as they did on that serpent that was put on the pole. And He cast him out, Brother Petrie. He cast him out and took his place. Would you stand tonight? Give God the glory. God gave you only a thorn. That's all you got. You don't have a cross. He said, take up your cross. He didn't even say, get on it. He said, take it up. What He gave you was a thorn. Give Him the glory. As they sing tonight, the cross and the thorn. You can pray for some things in your life to leave that's never going to leave. And He just says, my grace, sufficient. Keep on keeping on. Let's sing.
Far away, stood an old rugged cross.
Hallelujah, it was the emblem, the emblem
of suffering and shame.
Why don't you close your eyes and envision the glory of God? Get down. Let's do the same. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. Lord, I'm thankful for your word today. I'm thankful, Lord, that all I got is a thorn here and there and yonder. But, Lord, it's really your cross. And you are the glory of my life. Just as you said, as the Son of Man said, that you would be glorified in the Father. So it is, God. There's no glory for man except through you. And Lord, we're all sinners tonight. We're no better than anybody else in this building or outside this building, except you get the glory for taking my place. Thank you, Lord, for taking my place and healing my sin-sick soul. In Jesus' name. Bless us as we leave here.